I wanted to see if we could try one more time about the comment made yesterday at the end, and then either way we'll move on. The question that has to be asked is, why does the Bavli choose to opt for approach number one of the Yerushalmi, not approach number two? After all, approach number one number one seems eminently reasonable. It seems almost intuitive that Peiros Ilana Bechal Pri HaAdama. And in addition, generally speaking, we have a preference not to be Bar B'Machlokes B'Yisrael. We'd rather have Osa Shalom B'Mermam. So the question is, why would the Gemara, why would our Sugya opt to choose first approach in the Yerushalmi? Now, I'm no longer discussing the Rambam here and why the Rambam passes as well like that, but really, what compels the, let's assume the Bavli knows the Yerushalmi. I think that's a reasonable assumption. I think it's a reasonable assumption because I've made that many times. That could be a totally unreasonable assumption. And it knows the Yerushalmi, it has two choices in front of it. What would impel the Bavli to choose option number one as opposed to option number two? And so yesterday we read the Tzlach, who said that what is that the Bavli doesn't really opt for option number one, or put differently, option number one, according to the Tzlach, in the second answer and in the third answer, which is escaping my memory at the moment. In the second answer, the Tzlach assumes that the Bavli isn't really opting for the Yerushalmi's first answer. We read the Yerushalmi, and I think the very hard to read the Yerushalmi otherwise. The first answer is that the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Div. Whereas according to the second Lashon, Divrei Hakol is the Mishnah. Everybody agrees with it in the Mishnah. So the Tzlach read, the Bavli is not really opting for number one. It's opting for a modified version of number one, which accepts number two as well. In other words, everybody agrees to the Div. Divrei Hakol. Except the Mishnah is still Rabbi Yehuda. The Tzlach says for a different reason. Why? Because the latter part of the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yehuda. It means that the reason for the Mishnah in the first part is that of Rabbi Yehuda. But not that the Rabbanim would disagree. They would agree, but for a different reason. Now, what I'm suggesting now, though, is that, no, the Bavli is in agreement with Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah, it might be Vidafka Rabbi Yehuda. Again, I don't know, you could probably say something Tzlach-like in Yerushalmi. Why, but what does it mean? Remember that the Yerushalmi described Rabbi Yehuda's Shita as what? The Ovid? Ilan of Kikash. So we explain it, when you read that Kipshuta, what does it mean? It means that there's a tree which yields the fruit, and there's just stalks that yield the fruit. And so Ilan and Kikash are the same thing. Now, where that goes is, just as when you have kashin, we say that the kernels are growing from the ground, so too, when you have an ilan, we say that the papers are growing from the ground. But the formulation of ilanus kakashin is very interesting. And that seems to be reflected in the second part of the Bavli. You'll tell me if I'm not explaining well, or if I'm explaining well. You just tell me if I'm not explaining well. I don't lack sufficient self-confidence that I need the compliments. But if not explaining it correctly, explain better. So it seems that what the Bavli understood, and it's almost as if the second part of the Bavli, which says that the Eitz Hadas is wheat, right? The Ilanos, Mikol Eitz Hagan. The Ilanos are Kikashin. The trees, we're trying to figure out what's the identity of the Eitz Hadas. The answer is, this guy says Tena. This guy says Geffen, and Rabbi Huda says, no, you can have the Eitz Hadas is Chita. That's Ovid Ilanos Kikashin. And that's what the Bavli is taking in the second half of this, in the latter part of the Mishnah. The Bavli is constructed to say, look, the latter part of the Mishnah is Ilanos Kikashin, which is why you would add a Hava Amina to say that you're yotze with on a pri hadama when you say bray priya eitz, on wheat specifically when you say bray priya eitz. Why? Because he lana shakikashin. So in the same way, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the reason for the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that by brachos and by bikurim, that ilanos are kakashim. And just as, can you bring wheat for bikurim?
Yeah.
You must bring, I mean, have wheat, you have to bring bikurim. If you would apply the principle that yavesha ilan, or niktasa ilan, I should say, niktasa ilan is, you know, you may be Vanu Kore, well, guess what? You would never have mikra bikurim on wheat. Because you always cut, and you always cut the kashim down. You do one of two things with wheat. One is you cut it, and the other one is you uproot it. That's the difference between kotzer and tolish. But either way, the tree of the wheat is dead, and yet you still bring. So Rabbi Yehuda's other, ilanos kikashim. So it's both the explanation of the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah. And that's what the Babli is doing with this, what seems to be very strange, of invoking Rabbi Yehuda's shita about the Eitz Hadas being the chitim. Yes, that's Avin Asay Lanus Kikashi. How am I doing?
I thought there was another, when I was saying there was another aspect to it. Of
okay.
Explaining, not just to explain, I thought it was to fit the shita back into the ratio. I mean, once we want to answer the Sama shita, we need Yehuda, so then also fit the shita back into the ratio, and then you could avoid that.
Correct. Okay, so I didn't say that clearly. But once you establish Rabbi Yehuda for the Sefer as Avodah Zarah Kakashin, you want the entire Mishnah to be Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you opt for the understanding that says that it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Avodah Zarah Kakashin Lagabe the Bracha. Okay. Anyway, you can take it or leave it, Lewis.
That's like a larger question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Like we see some of the saying. Like they're sometimes like pretty different. Sometimes like minor differences between Rishalmi and Babu. And like, what does this tell us about the transmission of these sayings? It doesn't undermine in any way like how Madai, like the Babu might be on a saying that it might appear that like it was transmitted loosely or something.
I think that a lot of, I don't want to say scholarship, maybe scholarship, accepts the notion that, because it's quite hard to deny, that you have memros that go from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Like that's pretty explicit. Ki asa Ravin, ki asa Ravdini. They're bringing material from Eretz Yisrael. We know we have these people called the Nachote, the people who would go up and go, literally means to go down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. It means they would bring the Torah of Eretz Yisrael to Babel. My Chiddush, which is not mine, I mean, the Rish claims this, but he just asserts it. And I'm suggesting that there's evidence to this actually just internally, is that the Yerushalmi, the Babli had more than just the Memras. It actually had sugyos or proto-sugyos of the Yerushalmi. Because the Shakta of Atayr sometimes, and here, not the Memras, but the Shakta of Atayr, the structure of the sugyos of the Babli sometimes comes out too close to that of the Yerushalmi, so that's just a coincidence. Now, it's true that you sometimes have what you call the law of scribes, that there's certain kinds of things that, certain kinds of mistakes in a manuscript, where when you find in two manuscripts, it doesn't mean one copy from the other, because certain kinds of mistakes a scribe can make very easily. They're predictable mistakes. So if one scribe made it, another scribe could do it as well. Right? Sometimes a mistake is not a typical scribal error. It's so odd, such an odd reading, when you find two manuscripts, it suggests dependency of one upon the other. So I think that generally speaking, there's enough evidence that the Babli has not just the Mabos, but it has the structure of the Yerushalmi. Do I know that it had exactly what the Yerushalmi had? There's no way of knowing that. I can only talk about order. At the same time, you have to understand that the Babli has its own shitos, it has its own traditions, it has its own, upper quotes, agenda, and sometimes it reads the Yerushalmi differently than we would have read the Yerushalmi Ketuvah. Now, whether that's because they didn't have certain information that somehow, by some crazy chance, we might have, or because it conflicted with what they held, and therefore they opt for a different interpretation of the Yerushalmi, or it's just the reverse, that I can't always prove to you. But I do work with the assumption that they had it, and therefore you have to look at what the Babli is writing against the backdrop of the Yerushalmi. It may be rejecting it, it may be accepting it, it may be modifying it. But I'm comfortable. I can't tell you that they always do the same thing.
So, even if they, like, assuming they have the mean, to some extent, I think also chasing is, so yeah, where it's like the Persian or the shepherd, whoever you want to look at it.
Minyamin Raya.
Yeah, so the bracha, first of all, it's connected a little bit differently, and also like the word, the bracha that he says is, the formula is a little bit different. So
we'll talk about that. But anyway, how's his name different?
Wasn't he called something?
It's just a different guy, no?
What was that?
Isn't it just a different guy with the Talmud?
I have it.
Isn't it just a different guy, though? Like, why are we seeing...
What happened to Mario?
What?
Minyamin
was Persian.
I can't find. Where's my
I mean,
post? Where's my
doc? My post? It's not a crazy assumption. It just doesn't seem obvious.
Fine. Can I trouble you? Does somebody have an extra doc with us? Or if we don't have an extra doc with us? Jimmy, I'll take yours. Thank you very much. Printed one home. Now I can't keep that. I can't print it. Maybe when I thought I put it in my Gemara, it's probably on a shender. Okay.
Right. And I guess Rob also asked.
Right. Okay.
Not like there's a particular issue with this, but just curious, is like, not just, if, let's say, why would, what's the likely explanation for why something like that, if they have the Yerushalmi there, the language changes, is that they had a different, they had their own tradition, they saw the Yerushalmi and decided to go with their own tradition they got, or they saw the text for some reason wanted to reformulate it.
I definitely didn't see it in the text.
Right. So I don't know, like someone said, it could be a different story. What I would tell you is certainly true is the following. Which is what happens when a story is transmitted. Right. There can be sometimes particular things that are not important. You can have, you know, a slight morphing.
Even if they had the text in the Yerushalmi.
What's that?
Even if they had the text.
Well, it's not a written text, remember. It's an oral text. It's an oral... If you talk about a sugya, I don't know that it means that they have all the connecting words. They know... Again, they're transmitting it orally. That here's a particular mishnah. Here's a din that's related to it. Here's a story that's related to it. And it can be presented even in a certain order, a certain logical sequence. And I expect that to be preserved for the most part, unless the Babli is modifying it. So when I get a detail in a story, and the Yerushalmi is Nechad Par, you know, Parsoi, which, by the way, which is weird, because it sounds like it's not weird. I guess it's obvious it's coming from Babel, because it's about Rav. So that would be a shock to me that they have the story in the base Medrash of Babel, and they even have a person attached to it.
I guess the only, just on that point where it's like unimportant detail, I think it's an unimportant detail at one stage of transmission could be very important in a sugya. The Babli, or people who are not, they have a very important tradition who wants to, like,
yeah, okay.
And this doesn't undermine your faith in any way, but I'm just curious if you're going to reflect
on that. So the Babli's version is canonical. That's all. You know, there's a different historical look. When the Ramban says about Shehiya on Shabbos, that we should paskin not like Hananya, like Chachmei Ashkenazi, because there was a machlokes amongst the Amoraim in the Bavli, what Rabbi Yochanan said, and some of the Amoraim were from Eretz Yisrael, and some were from Babel, and the Ramban says it makes more sense to follow those from Eretz Yisrael, because they were known better, which is an eminently reasonable argument when you're discussing it from a logical perspective. When you're discussing it from a canonical perspective, it may not matter that much, unless the Gemara said that. And when the Gemara said, who learned better, Rabbi Yomi Bar Yefes or Rechi Bar Abba? It's like, well, of course it's Rechi Bar Abba, because he learned, he went Chazim his Chazar, and there he's Tori Yochanan, and he paid careful attention. So that's an assertion by the Babli. In the absence of that, so... You and I might think that Rechi Bar Abba was a much starker than Rabbi Yomar Bar Yefes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that will be taken into account. So the Baalei Atosos look at the sugya in the Baalei with Hananya, and they, this is the beginning of the third parak of Shabbos, parak Kira, and the Baalei Atosos look, and they see, you know, aside from what Minhag Ashkenaz might have been, but they see how much the Gemara is struggling to make it the Mishnah work with Hananya. And thus they reach the conclusion, obviously, there must be a reason why there would be a Chananya, because we passed in like Chananya. Now, what about Rabban's time about what's more likely in Rabbi Yochanan? This is a classic Sfarad Ashkenazi. If I remember, mentioned the other day in Halacha that where in Shinu Makom Sarif Lavarech, so that you go a whole two Sifim until you get to the end, and Rama says, by the way, we don't agree with any of this. So I don't remember if it's one or two Sifim, but Simon Sif Aleph, at least, I don't remember if it starts with base, in Reshit of Gimel, which is Hilchos Shehiyah and Chazara, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber goes on at length, and the Rama adds in a helpful point here or there, and then the Rama picked in and said, but you know, this is a totally different sheet here, that's Chananya. He let the Mechaber have it do it, and then he goes and says, okay, but we hold like Chananya. So it is Svarad versus Ashkenaz. So from a historical perspective, it may be valid. From a canonical perspective, what matters primarily is the text of the Bavli, unless there's ambiguity, in which case sometimes Rishonim will point to the Rishonim to clarify what the Bavli meant. But if it's clearly different, then we employ the risk principle, which is that we postulate the Bavli because they had the Yerushalmi, and when they didn't postulate that way, it's because they were rejecting it, and Hilchos Kevasra. So I think that's true as well to the extent that a story matters. It matters how the Bavli presents the story, right?
The form of the story in the Bavli here, it seems a little bit like the Bavli's version is a little bit more like normalized. It's cleaned up, so it's just like the ikar of what Ben Rai did, and that is was a member rather than a historical response.
It could be. That's also a possibility. Not all differences are meaningful. Not all meaningful. Okay. All right. Any questions about the previous sugya? Okay. So let's now go on to this sugya, and let's begin with the Yerushalmi, which I don't have. So Shimi, please read the Yerushalmi slowly, since I don't have it in front of me.
Rabbi Chizkiah v'shem Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda aved et ha'ilono kitashim. Am Rabbi Yose d'vrei Cholgi. Peres ha'ilon v'chlal peres ha'nema. Meaning peres ha'nema v'chlal peres ha'et. I found it really interesting. Eight versus Elon there.
Go ahead.
Rav Huna amar chutz min ha'yayin min ha'pas.
Okay.
Matnita amar king. Chutz min ha'yayin she'al ha'yayin hu omer bori per lachem. Chutz min ha'pas she'al ha'pas hu omer ha'mutz lachem min ha'ar.
Okay, stop. What did Rav Huna say?
So I don't know if this is a colored interpretation, but it seems like he's saying that Shahakal doesn't apply to the Yain and Tut.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this?
I guess he could also be saying
What was that? Any other thoughts? Boaz, I heard noises from your corner.
My vision is at the temple.
Okay. Jake?
Well, the other option is that Chazal and Ha'eds don't work.
Yeah. And here's the crucial question I have for you, Yonatan. How does the proof text, Mas Nisan Amar Kane, prove what the Buddha said?
It makes sense that way.
Jake? Either way, that's my question.
It's quoting the original Mishnah that it would be that it's explicitly not a Dhamma.
Okay, good. Yonatan, defend your suggestion.
I don't know if I'm just getting that because the Gemara is commenting on Yal Kulam and Mamar Shahakal.
You mean you've been brainwashed by the Bible?
Yeah.
If it's an exception to a Dhamma and Ha'if, then it's an exception to Shahakal as well, you can say.
Not necessarily. Why not? If I was going to be happy. He doesn't even know why he's going to be happy.
Just because of that,
it's
secret.
Yeah, it's not called Peris. They point the Peris Adama who Omer Bore Pri Adama Chutz Mina Pas. Right, the mystery is excluded from Pas, maybe because of Shinui, In which case, it is, but it has been explicitly excluded, Yonatan, from Bari Priya Dhamma, and Yayin has been explicitly excluded from Bari Priyats.
Yeah.
Shahakol, Bari Priya 8 on Yayin would be different than Shahakol on Yayin. Why?
Because it hasn't been disqualified from Roma.
Yes. In other words, say Bari Priya 8 it has been pulled out of the category of Bari Priya 8 in the Bari Priya Gatha. It hasn't been pulled out of the category of everything.
If we make wine and bread like a higher status than everything else, and by addressing it as a lower generalized status, and that's not as good.
But it's not. It still has
the halakha. So Boaz, you can fetch. That's what all of the Farshim and the Yerushalmi fetch. I just want to point out that the simple reading of the Yerushalmi may not be the way the Bavli reads it.
Right.
Now, the Bavli, you notice the Yerushalmi, interestingly enough, doesn't even quote Rabbi Yochanan, which is really odd. Right. You would have expected, of the two of Orayim, who do you expect the Yerushalmi to have quoted? The Israeli one, yes. Who's also the father of the Yerushalmi, because pretty much, We always say that it's Rabbi Yochanan and Talmid Gemara were responsible for the Yerushalmi. Rav Huna was a Babylonian. So there's no answer to that question. Certainly the way the Babli quotes Rav Huna and the way the Yerushalmi quotes Rav Huna is the same. Ironically here, the language is identical. The question is it being applied to the identical case? You can't rule it out in the Yerushalmi because the continuation of the Yerushalmi, here's the problem. Fran, you have a different Nusach in the Yerushalmi, right? Somebody added something in brackets, you told me.
The Piskin.
They added the Piskin in the Yerushalmi, which said, like you have in the Bavli. In the Bavli, which is an exceedingly difficult study as well, in the Bavli, I know you're wondering, why do I think it's so difficult? Did any of you have trouble reading the Gemara? The answer is no, but something that probably no sense. Tosfos points it out. You can twist into a pretzel over it. There's something isn't reading exactly straight here. They're kind of blending apples and oranges, or maybe we should say, wine and grapes or something like that. But put that aside for the moment. In the Yerushalmi, in the Fine's printed edition, somebody added in a pisca, which is sh'al chutz kula mamar shahakol yabivaro, in which case, obviously, Rav Huna's statement is going that, but I would argue there that is someone importing the Bavli back into the Yerushalmi. It's doing what you did, Yonatan, but they're better than you because they just edited the text.
Yeah, I accept
that. Did you have any chance to look to the provenance of that text?
Okay.
I
still have power.
Is that where you used the term account? No. Is that what you thought? You were using it back to the other one. Never mind. It was the other one. Really, sir? Yes, Brian?
What's the general relationship between Rav Huna and the VLC?
Rav Huna and Rav Yossi. No, but he doesn't have to be. They're arguing. He's not arguing with them. He's introducing a new point. But assuming Rav Yossi there, who is that Rav Yossi most likely? Well, I don't know. We know for sure. There's a very well known Amora who would have been a Talmud of Rav Yochanan. His name was Yossi, but you never see it as Yossi. But I'm pretty sure it's the same name. Rav Asi.
Oh, interesting.
Is
that like an Aramaic
version?
I thought it was from
Asa. What? Isn't Asa
a Hebrew name? Asa is a king, but he had that name because he went to the doctors. In Karisa, I'm sorry, if you didn't do the Bikiyas, you won't get this. Well, I did this in Musar anyway. In Karisa, Lo Shanisa, Im Shanisa, you didn't learn every Hayyamim. You learn about Asa Melech Yehuda, who was basically a good king. He was David's great enemy, his great grandson. But it says, Rakla Eis Vitna Sochala Shraglav. Well, he was a good guy, but he was got sick in his old age. Okay, doesn't sound like a terrible guy. But Debra Yavim, you see that he went OTD in his old age. And he was punished. He was punished. He was the Navi critiqued him, and then he threatened the Navi. you know, and then besides from that he didn't listen, he didn't kill the Nabi in the end. He just told them that, why do you want to be killed? And then on top of that, when his sickness, he didn't see God but Barofim. That this comes into the whole discussion about Rapa Yirape. You know, there are, and not that Ibn Ezra is a halakhic authority, Ibn Ezra says you're only allowed to go to the doctor for external injuries. Because you have to be Miyashev or Rapa Yirape with the Pasuk in the Vayyama where he's criticized for going to the doctors. Now, there are lots of other ways of being Miyashev, but you should know that Makar. Now, isn't it funny that his name was Asa, and the Aramaic word for doctor is Asya? You know, the modern Israeli journal, medical journal, is Asya. That's why. Rapo Yirape is Ajar Asya Yishalei. You know what? You know we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the slichos, Moche Umase. He smites and he heals. Anyway, so no, but that's probably not the name Asya. I think it's the community of Yossi. In fact, the reason I know this is for an odd reason, because who was responsible? Who was Sof HaRa'ah? Sof Mishnah was Rebbe and Reb Nasan. It's the Gemara Bamitzvah that Pevav. Shmuel saw this. Shmuel saw this in the Sefer of Adam Harishon, because Rebbe wanted to give Shmuel smicha. He tried. He was Rebbe's doctor, and Rebbe was always trying to give him smicha. Somebody couldn't get the people together, and Shmuel told them not to feel bad, because he told Rebbe. I think he told Rebbe that's written in the Sefer Adam Rishon that Shmuel Yachina wouldn't be musbach. In that same Sefer, it says Rebbe for Reb Nosan Sof Mishnah and Ravina and Ravashi are Sof Horah. So that's where they came. Somebody came with the idea that Ravina and Ravashi wrote the Gemara, which most Rishonim assume isn't true. It doesn't say they wrote the Gemara. It says Sof Horah, whatever that means. But more importantly, if you look in the Yigeres of Rav Shira Gaon in the Nuschos, it's not Ravina and Rav Asi, it's Ravina and Rav Yossi, which means it's not Ravina and Rav Ashi, it's Ravina and Rav Yossi in some of the occurrences, which means it's not a shin yamanit, but it's a sin smalit. It's not a shin, but a sin, meaning it's Rav Asi or Rav Yossi. So that's how I learned. I believe that Rav Asi is another version of Yossi. So if that's this Rav Yosef, so Rav Yossi is the Talmud of Rav Yochanan. At least the way it's claimed by the Rishonim, by the Ma'atosos, and this might be true, I'm not disputing it, I just don't know whether you can solidly prove this, is there were two groups, two sets of Amorim, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yossi, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi. And the Rabbis, who were obviously Moslachim right so, were Talmud of Rav Yochanan, and there's definitely Rav Ami and Rav Asi who are Talmudim of Rav, I think also. So. Anyway, so yes, so that's what I know, which is not very definitive, okay. Therefore?
I want to make sure that it worked out, but if you want to have a point of going on, we assume that it wouldn't
be. Yeah. Well, the first one was somebody by Hanina? Who was the first one?
Rabbi
Yaakov Baracha, that's how some quote it. So Chizkiah?
Rabbi
Chizkiah. So that Rabbi Chizkiah is Rabbi Yochanan's, one of his, that elephant is Rebbe, I think Rabbi Yana is his Rebbe, but it's one generation before Rabbi Yochanan. It'll be first generation Amor, Rabbi Yochanan is second generation Eretz Yisrael. So it's certainly within reason that Rahuna would be talking. Okay, and Rahuna's real name, Boaz, is? What is Huna?
What
is Rahuna's real name? What is it related to? What does it mean? You see, if we can really spell this way in Yerushalmi, Rahuna. Chen, Chanina, Chananya. Okay. Papa, I don't think we have any equivalences. I don't know what Papa is. But Rav Huna is Rav Huna. What's that? Papa
was his father.
Papa.
The father from the womb.
I have to leave her.
I deserve that. Okay. The only way you get away with it, even though it wasn't funny, is because I didn't get it. So, fine. All right. It's not clear from the Yerushalmi what Rav Huna is commenting on. I gave you, the maskana, one shahako counts for everything, and it's not really, based on what we're saying, it's not absolutely compelling, but both the Ra'ah and following him, the Ritva, otherwise known as Yitam Mekubetas, say, that's why I put the Ra'ah in there, say that, of course, you're Yotze with Bar Priya Dama on bread and Bar Priya Tzanyan. But it's not the fact that you're Yotzei with Shehakol is not necessarily compelling. Although, by the way, even Maniach, even if Rahuna is saying Ezra, the Ezra is saying that you're not Yotzei Bori Pri Adama and Bori Pri Eitz, he might also say you're not Yotzei Shachar. You don't have to say, you said, and I assented to this, that it's not removed from the category of everything. It might only be removed from the category of those things. And I think that's true. It's also possibly it's removed from the category of everything. Both the Bari Pri Eitz, the Bari Tama, even though they're more specific brachos, and from Shachar. In other words, you have... But what Boaz would say, and Yonatan would say to defend the reading of the Yerushalmi, again, this is not the first one I want to read, because I need to read in the Bible of the Yerushalmi, but they would say that that what the Raya from the Mishnah, Shalapasu Omer, Chutzman Apas, and Chutzman Yayin, is that those brachos were taken out. And they got special brachos, and they have to have their special brachos. I'm not inclined to read that way, because the first Mishnah is only talking about Bari Pri Eitz and Bari Pri Adama. There is nothing to indicate it's before Bar Shachar. You can't. You're never going to get hechroyach here, right? It take comfort in Boaz, you know, in fact, with the Babli rabbi do this, but it's not fun just to accept the Babli's reading. It's at least fun to consider the alternatives, right?
It's possible that he's coming from a strict textual reading of the Mishnah and playing off of, I think, Shimon's deal of Dilan versus Eitz in Yossi's language. He's reflecting. Not just like conceptual categories, but really the language of the Mishnah. Meaning, here's what you want to argue is the food category that the Mishnah is saying against a particular bracha, and here's what is the bracha that you're saying. So, here's an Adama are. The Mishnah is discussing particular food categories, and since the Mishnah is already not discussing the categories of Yain and Pas, it's not Bachlau, the second Mishnah. And it's like,
where does the Sefer Mishnah end, if I am? What's that?
Once you say that, then it's going on both passages, both the Adama and the Shachar.
Well, right. But you could say the Mishnah ends before the Al Kula. Right? Now, here's a gem. Piece of information. All of the Mishnah text that we have pretty much, Mishnah manuscripts, reflect the Eretz Yisrael tradition of the Mishnahites. There were differences between the Eretz Yisrael tradition of the Mishnahites and the Babel tradition. There are two famous ones that should be noted, because the Gemara comments on them, because the Gemara says that Rebbe taught one way B'Yalduso and one way B'Zkenuso. So Lamasho, does anybody know what the Yeshiva is learning about Metzia next year? So, would anybody know what the fourth parak of Bava Metzia is called? It's Eila Metzias, and then it's Shnayim Ofsen, Eila Metzias, Hamafkid. The fifth parak is Ezer Neshach. Anybody know what the fourth parak is called? You didn't have to confess that. Anyone else? Fine. It's parak Hazav.
Oh.
Hazav, Konas, Akesav, 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 Hazav. Sound familiar? Okay. Go to online or go to the library and look up Xavier Kaufman or Xavier Parma 138 and look up the fourth parak of Metzias, which is actually, there isn't the fourth parak of Metzias, it's the 14th parak of Maseches Ezekiel. But look up the 14th parak of Maseches Ezekiel, and you know what the name of the parak is? Parak HaKesef. And the Nusach is HaKesef Kodes Azav, Azav and Kodes HaKesef. And the Bavli says that Rebbe B'Yalduso taught HaKesef Kodes Hazav Hazav and Kodes HaKesef, and the Skenuso, he changed his mind and taught Hazav Kodes HaKesef HaKesef and Kodes Hazav. You will find the same thing not on the name of the parak, but on a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, where the question is, if a Yisrael worships Avodah Zarah, can a Goy be mevatel it? The Yalduso Rebbe held that a Goy can be mevatel Avodah Zarah Shalom and Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael. But Yisrael can't be mevatel any avodah zarah.
What does mevatel mean here?
What's mevatel
again? It means if a guy worships the phone, and now he decides this phone is fair, and he's an iPhone that he would really genuflect for, so he's mevatel it, and he says, "You're not my God anymore. You're nothing." He's choosing mevatel the avodah zarah status from it. So it works, and it's mutar banah. You know, the Gemara says that there's a. Those are great Gemara. There's a theory between the Psukim and Divrei Yamim about that was one of his battles against the Philistines. It says that the Philistines left their Atzabehem or Psilehem. It's different. I think it's Divrei Yamim and in Eshmoel. And in one case, in Shmuel, it says, Vayisa'im David va'anashav. Sounds like they carried it away. In Divrei Yamim, it says, Vayomer David va'yisarfu ba'esh. They were burned in fire. So the question is, how do you put these two together? So some would say that, well, the Divrei Yamim is always cleans up the image. That's the Rishon of Reish. It cleans up the image of Achaz David. So it doesn't look so good. David taking the Zohar, the Torah says not to take it. And some say by Yisrael means that they burn them because Masu and Masu Beimasai Masu and Masu. It's the Mishnah Hashanah where they signaled initially by fire, right? So there is a word to burn by Yisrael and Rishon. Best resolution is the one that Gemara Bozzar offers, which is initially David used to burn them. It was Kan Kodem Sheva Itai and Kan Acha Sheva Itai. Itai Agita was known as David's Giborim, but he was a Gittite. He wasn't Jewish. So before Itai was there, they had no choice to burn him. But afterwards, some armies have bomb defusers, right? They bring the bomb squad, so when they encounter explosives, they defuse them. Itai's job was to come, okay, Itai, we rebuttal that, okay, to remove the spiritual bomb available to Zav. What's that?
They bring the Ovid
Chavim along. Yes, they bring the Nachri along. The Shaila is if he's not, I think this whole Shaila, if he doesn't worship the Vodas himself, give Vato. But anyway, so the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim is they used to burn it by Yimei Dezer Beresh, but then when Itai came, so now they had their bomb squad guy and he would defuse the Ahod Dezer. very good, he's the Ahod Dezer guy, actually. Goy?
Right?
Yeah. Bottom line is
he
got you. Okay, I'm sorry. I only hope this to tell you that there were two Mishnayos in the Mishnah, and one it says that Rebbe taught B'Yaldus so that he could be Mevatel Zoshe Yisrael, and B'Zkenusa Rebbe ruled in accordance with the opinion that there's no bittul for Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael is more chamur than Avodah Zarah Shel Goy in that regard. And therefore, the second Mishnah was the Goy cannot, it is not that the Goy is Mevatel Zarah Shel Yisrael, it's Shel Yisrael Chaveira, I think. He can Mevatel another Goy Zavodah Zarah. So, again, if you look inside of Kaufman, once again you will see the original Nusach. That's the Eretz Yisrael Nusach of the Mishnah. Okay, so we have different Nuschos of the Mishnah. Now, we don't really have the Bavli's Nusach of the Mishnah. In fact, you know who wrote, I will speak to him. He was a saint and a tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham, Ramel Shechter's father. I had this chus of learning from him when I was in Sneha. He taught some halacha classes. So Ramelach wrote his dissertation. He did a PhD, I think, in Revel. He wrote his dissertation on the differences between the scholars of the Mishnah and the Bavli, Rishalmi, and in the Mishnah. So, what Nusach of the Bavli, what do we really have left of the true original Mishnayos of the Bavli? The answer is only the Piskaot in the Gemara. The Mishnayos that you see printed in the Rishalmi are, if you look at most of the Kisri out of the Mishnah, you know where you find the Mishnah? In the Bavli? Well, in some cases you don't find it at all. But in some cases, you either find it in the margins, Tzadiyah Munich, or, I believe it's in the margin of Munich, yeah. Or, in some cases, it's all at the beginning of a Perek. Now, those Mishnayos were not the original Mishnah of Bavli. They were copied in from some other text. The fact, what I just told you, explains an odd phenomenon that you've noticed in some Prakim Mishnayos. And what is that? You ever learned, anybody ever learned the first parak of Sanhedrin? No. Where are the Mishnayos in the first parak in Sanhedrin? It's the entire first Amud, pretty much. You learn some of the Prakim and Sota are just like the entire Mishnah at the beginning of parak. Why? The answer is that's just, the printers were lazy, and that's what might have been in the manuscripts. But the Mishnayos, everything should be here. Probably, unless they miss something. So when they had the full parak at the beginning, it's because they just never bothered to distribute it because it was an add back. So, but I didn't mention that here because here's the more important point. Mishnayos dividers. How is it divided? Well, it's however the printer, when they did parcel it out, it's however they wanted to parcel it out. Sometimes they made bigger Mishnayos, sometimes they made smaller Mishnayos. So the question you have to address here is, and sometimes, by the way, the Rif has it differently. In our case, the Rif has the Mishnah, this Mishnah Memonal, plus part or all of the Mishnah, part of the Mishnah. I think he has the Shahakal, the first part of the Mishnah, together. I don't know if that's the Rif had it, that's how they printed it. It might have been that in the Rif, I don't know. Yeah? Both, actually. But Prakim, I know that Prakim of the Gemara, how do I know that Prakim of the Gemara exists already? In the Talmudic era, right? Upirkan Hamachkin Hava is one of the references. So Gemara, I think, in the third paragraph of Bamitzia, Rabba's talking, he says, is that Upirkan? And our parak was Hamachkin. So it sounds like, and we do have a parak Hamachkin, it sounds like they had parak divisions. Whether those are identical to our parak divisions, we don't necessarily know. Probably, possibly, definitely, probably, maybe. I don't know. Brian? It is probably. We don't have enough data. We have probably only a few references. So you do. You occasionally have comments in the Gemara. Well, again, it has to be Amoraic, otherwise it could be somebody very late. But sometimes there are things in the Gemara that are shorthand that make reference. They're rare, but you have them. Okay, but I'm talking about Mishnayos always. That's certainly. It's not a question of earlier or later because I don't know that there were distinctions the way we make them. But because the printers printed Daf Mem Amud Aleph the way they did, you automatically assume Vial Kulon is going back on the previous line. But Vial Kulon could really be going back on, think in these terms, Keita Mevarach Nala Peres, Ha Peres Ha Ilan Maha Omer, Bore Pre Eitz, Ha Peres Ha Aretz, Maha Omer Bore Pre Adama. Rabbi Hud, Val Yerakos, also Bore Pre Adama, Rabbi Hud Amar, Bore Pre Adama, Birech al peros ha'ilan bari pri adama yatsa. Peros ha'adama bari pri eitz lo yatsa. V'al kula menamar shakol nevivaro yatsa. Right, it could be going on the entire thing. And it could be a comment not about, I forgot the pas and the ayin part. Right, so it could be going back on the entire thing or not. You don't really know. So it's hard. So when the Yerushalmi invokes Pas and Yayin, right, it may be thinking about that this line is going back on. It could be that these Mishnahs are split. The Vial Kulon is a footnote to the Mishnah, to the entire first Mishnah, and Rav Huna is commenting on Beirach al Peros Adama, Bar Peros Ilan Barei Pri Adama Yatsa, which implies that a broader bracha hackers a narrower food. And Rav Huna says, yeah, but not on the pas and the yayin. They have bori praise and bori paradama don't work. You want bori paradama to work on an apple, sure, but not on wine and not on bread. Okay. Fine. So, now let's, I think next on the Makaris is the Babli, correct?
Yeah.
So, Boaz, please read.
The Al Kulan, in Almar Shahakul Kulan. So Itmar Rukuna Almar, Khuz Mina Pasim in the Nine. Rabbi Yochanan Almar Fil Pasveya, Name of Kitanai. Ra Pasva Almar Kamana Passo, Mabari Hamako, Abakar, Bara Hamakam Shabara, Shabara, Bara O, Bara O,
Shabira O,
Bara O, Yasa. Ra Taina Almar Kamana Taina Zo. Baruch Hamagam Shabbara'a Yasa. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolham Mishana Mimatveya Shikhavao Chachamim Vibrapos Lo Yasa Yedechobasa.
Okay. So this is a very, very even strange attempt. What is this machlokas in the Brace about? Well, what's the machlokas for Huna Rabbi Yochanan about?
In the
Babli, that's what we're learning now. Okay. Correct. That's what you would assume machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Huna is about.
Why are they specifying wine and bread if we're talking about alcohol in general?
No, because the point is that is the exception. Rav Huna is saying that's the exception.
Okay, so not fully included. Okay.
Okay, and then. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm just
reading. I don't. I apologize. And what's the focus for Rabbi Yose and Ramir about? Is it about specificity?
Not
really.
I mean, not.
How do you know it's not? For sure not. Why not?
It's an Adama. The Divine College should shout the tree put there.
No. How do you know? Eitan?
It says
pasach. Yeah, it says pasach. And more importantly, the bracha that the guy says on Pe'ela is more specific than Borei Priyei.
This.
What?
This thing.
Correct. He says it means figs, as opposed to Borei Priyei generically, as opposed to all fruits. So it doesn't seem to be a machlokes. So you're saying that either machlokes or Yochanan Ravuna, Ravuna says specificity is sometimes necessary, generality doesn't cover you. Right? Rabbi Yosei is not rejecting Te'ina and Pas because it's not specific enough. Adarava, Te'ina is more specific. He's rejecting it because it's Mishana Mimapea Shetabu Bochacham. So, Ma'inyin Shmita Itzel Hersina. Do I have to explain that?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. What?
That's
the Ha. That's the what it means now is what does that do with the price of tea in China? What's that? What does the phrase really mean?
Ayidaber
Hashem Moshe. Behar Sinai Lemor. Why of all places does this not say Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor? But it says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Ma inyan Shmita Itzel Har Sinai. That's what it comes from. And the answer is that just like Shmita Klalosav V'Diktuker Patev, and we see that so to all the mitzvahs. Very nice. But when we say Ma inyan Shmita Itzel Sinai, means what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? That's how we use the expression. Okay. So these two machlokos. I mean, the Gemara is going to say that, but there's one. But the Gemara is going to explain how each one can catch around. That's very nice. But there's only one problem. It's the fig tree is the problem.
What?
It's the fig that's the problem. Right?
The
I'd be much happier. Yeah, you mean safer. The pas. The pas and not the tena. Right? You want to say he argues only in the pas and not the tena.
Yeah, there is a problem.
Fine. So I would be much happier to do it with the Tosfos Harashid than suggesting that having this nusach, but he's only already doing one of them. Especially because I would rather Te'ina go first than the Pas. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosei Omer, Komashan, Mabeh. I know it's not impossible to say that he's going back on the Resha, but it would be much better if they reverse the order. You could say the first one is, and it's also the other problem is that it does. I guess, had it said Ra Tein Avar Yotza, and then Ra Pas Yotza, Rabbi Yosei Omer, but it would still be a problem because what is called? I mean, why would call Hamishan and Rabbi Shlomo Chacham and only be an Ishuk one and not an Ishuk the other?
Because only Pas and
Nine
are
a more specific Matbea.
Right. The others are. You see in the Mishnah that at least on it and Adama, it's all about logic. Does it make sense or does it not make sense?
Okay, Boaz?
I mean, if the issue is Meshanim and Beishu Kavel Chachonim, then using a more specific Matveya still violates that principle.
That's true as well. In other words, you're saying it has nothing to do with specificity.
Right.
It's, we told you to do things a certain way, do them that way. Okay. So, what the Gemara wants to say, though, is, go ahead, Neymar.
The name of
Rahuna says that you're not Yotze when you make a shakel on bread and wine because the Chachamim said make hamotzi and bari pri agafen is like Rabbi Yosei.
Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Rabbi Meir.
And Rabbi Yochanan, who says you are Yotze, is like Rabbi Meir, who says as long as you say the equivalent of rabba dub dub thanks to the grub, yay God, you're okay. You don't have malchus in there, but you have shame in there, so. Ye God, O King. Okay, there we go. Hey, that's what it is. It's much better than the Bart Simpson place. Right? It's much better than Bart Simpson's bracha. Hey, God, we paid for this food, so thanks for nothing. No. That's fine. So, I mean, that is actually Rabbi Meir Shita. It's slightly more. What? Well, you can make it before. Okay. Why not? Before I eat, I say thank you. Okay. So, So maybe that's how the Shifas line up. So now the Gemara says now. Matkir, Matkar, Shmei. Okay. So Rav Huna would say that my issue is that Pas and Yayin are so important that you can't just talk in generalities. You have to speak about the bread. And in Rabbi Meir's case, Tama Noah Pas Zo Baruch HaMakom Shebra. He said, God, thank you for the bread. So therefore, maybe when you said a Shehakol on bread, it wouldn't be good.
Is Matkar an ally for
Matkir? It's cognate, yes. Yes, it's exactly cognate. That's why I vocalized it Matkar, which would be the Aramaic Afel, like the Hebrew Hifel Maskir. Okay, and then
Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lucha Ana da Amri Bilu Rabbi Yosef Ad Kan Lucha Amar Rabbi Yosef Hasam Eilim Meshuvim Bit Amar Bracha The Lot Kiner Rabbanu.
Yeah, in other words, Brich Rachmana Mari the Haipita or anything like that, Kamano Paso Bracha Moshura, is not one of the brachas that are on the menu.
Right.
Abol
Amar Shavon and Bidvaro Kiner Rabbanu Afilu Rabbi Yosef
Moda. That's a great idea. Just heard, by the way. When they print menus and from restaurants, they should put the bracha next to it.
That would be like intentional.
What's that?
It's like a whole new level of like hashgacha words.
The question is, what will you do with machlokas?
Right, exactly.
Because you include minority opinion says.
There aren't so many.
What's that?
Those are congregations. Those are like the telegraph.
Well, it's useful. I mean, I'll tell you what's useful. When you buy potato buns, assuming it's potato starch, really, it's useful because somebody might buy it and not realize that it's actually not. Is there such a thing?
I have bought pita where it says Bera Tom
Mazonas on it. No, I wasn't asking that question. It's Bera Plateau. I wasn't asking whether you actually bought such a thing or whether somebody said to that. I asked whether there is such a thing. You know, there's a story with about Mazono's bagels, a story told for Lichtenstein, Zichron al-Bracha, that he was on a plane, and I guess he was on an inside seat, and he needed to get up to go wash, and the stewardess just said to him, I remember, for those who know about him, he's clean shaven, stewardess said to him, you don't need to wash the Mazono's bagels, and I watched, he said, look, ask him, he's a rabbi, he was a guy, it's the guy there, who had a long beard. So it's kind of funny, saying that with Bravar, and like, oh, he has a long beard, he's a rabbi, ask him. You know, in my family, when my older son was growing up, he went to Moriah, and he must have been like in second or third grade, and somebody from Chabad came in to bait matzah with them. And so he came home and he told my wife, and said, you know, today we had a rabbi who came to school, you know, and did matzah with him. So she said that, but she said, no, your Abba's a rabbi also. She said, no, so I mean a real rabbi. I didn't have a beard back then. That was the problem. Okay. I don't think it would qualify as got to grow it longer. Okay. So anyway, but he says that Rabbi Yosef would agree with me. Shehakol's a bracha. It's not the bracha of the Chabasakim, but it's a bracha. Okay. But there is really still a problem with this Gemara. And that's what Tosis points out. It's really, really difficult. Tosis is kasha. Which is Nema? Go ahead. Yep.
So Nema Rufuna Kerviosi. In Tomar Hati Mati Sova Rufuna Kerviosi, or Rufuna Mode Bishar Bar Kutz Minapas Viay. Shin Omar Shahako Diyasa. The Ilar of Yosi Sova de Lo Yasa, the Kol Hamashanam and Matveh Fulay.
So, what's that? How does Tosus know that for sure? This is a question that should have bothered you when you read the Gemara, by the way. This you shouldn't have needed. If you read it, I was bothered by this question when I read the Gemara. Even I was bothered by it. You could be bothered by it too. How does Tosfos know that it doesn't fit in this question? Maybe Rabbi Yosef doesn't. I mean, yes, he quotes Rabbi Yosef. Kol Hamisharim Yafei. Okay, but maybe only by certain things. Because what is the price to say? Ra Teina. According to Rav Huna, what's the din if you make a shahakal on a fig?
You're yotze, obviously.
You're yotze. He only argues on pasin yayin. But according to Rabbi Yosei, explicitly you're not Yotzei. So it's two things. It's that this Taina, firstly, the formulation is what I asked before. The two machlokas have really nothing to do with one another. Rabbi Yosei, it felt like Rabbi Yosei says you're not Yotzei. Well, we might say, oh, because he didn't use the, because it was this, it was that. He says, Kalmashanim Yapesh Tavuach Hachamim. Is that Yotzei? But more importantly, Taina is there, and Rav Huna doesn't agree with Taina. That's a problem. So what's Tosus's answer? Right. Okay. So, what's the problem with the answer?
It doesn't address the question.
Well, yes, but more to the point. And it means that if this is true, then it works for Rabbi Yochanan too. So, what I'm going to talk about now, we'll stop this, is that the Tosus Harash, that you should have the back of your Gemara, I didn't copy it out because I think most of us have in the back of the Yosef HaHadar. So the Tosus Harash writes,
Amish
Paramale. Okay. So he says, oh, we didn't read the Yerushalmi on this. We have to do that. But the Nira, the Lo Garshin and the Putai, the Rameh Rabbi Yosei Rasa Tena Ela Rasa Pas Lechudei, Velo Pligi Ela Bepas Lechudei. Okay, the other. He says, "V'yehava garis tena b'puktayu by kamar name it katanai halopliya l'pasuliyainu choshar verma fidum shin mepe acham yata." How can it be? What's the havamina of the Gemara to connect the two? What's the havamina? And that's not how the Gemara is dochet. That's not how the Gemara is dochet. See, Tosus is really a pella because he solved the problem so well, which was the Gemara's answer anyway. That it no longer is clear in the Havamina why the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yochanan would only be like Rabbi Meir. Okay, so we'll stop with here. Monday I want to finish this up and move on. And we're going to keep plowing through at least till the top of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. That will be where I'd like to get on Monday. The Gemara, there's not too much to do on the bottom of the Gemara. There's Gemara to read, but it's not, there's no lumbus or deeper topics or anything like that. So we will resume with that. What? So it's just you'll